This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hear the name Sotheby's, and you might picture wealthy art patrons raising paddles in the high-stakes auction setting, but Sotheby's also arranges gallery sales, less auction and more art shopping bazaar. And for an ongoing show in that format, they've tapped an interesting partner, Drake, a Canadian TV actor turned rapper who sold millions of records. He has curated songs to go with some of the art that is for sale. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look at what's behind the pairing.
On the wall, a Jean-Michel Basquiat painting, two black and red faces in profile on a gray background. On a stand in front of it, an iPad with a pair of Beats by Dre headphones. For this Basquiat, Drake chose a song by his protege, I Love Makonnen. Other works get songs by Rihanna, Jadakiss, even Drake himself. Jackie Wachter, one of the curators, says the idea is to look at the dialogue between black American art and music.
You have Murakami doing Kanye West albums. You have Jay-Z rapping about Picasso. There obviously is this intersection and overlap between the two art forms.
So what is that dialogue? Why does Makonnen go with the Basquiat, for example? Wachter says they're just Drake's interpretations. She didn't ask for explanations. He didn't say.
Not yet. I think it will sort of come out organically here and there.
But she is very clear on why Drake makes sense for Sotheby's.
We're just a business that's trying to grow. It's interesting to look at our numbers and see, wow, we really have the same clients every single year.
So Sotheby's is hoping their association with Drake might bring new, younger people in the door.
Not just collectors, actually, just I think people in general who want to come in and see art. And then you never know where those relationships go.
So I really view this as just an experiment.
Ben Davis is the national art critic for ArtNet, and he came to see a preview of the show with me.
It's a little bit of a freakish experiment, like throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. In this case, like literally just throwing up iPads with music on them and seeing if that amuses people.
So it's marketing.
Well, it's obviously marketing, yeah.
Price tags for the show range from $10,000 to $10 million. Songs not included. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.